Hello, my friends. D.L. Anderson here. Welcome back to Transformation by Truth podcast as we share the truth concerning these last days and what you must do to save yourself from the violent times that are just ahead. Today's podcast is a word of truth accounting of the end times. The end is coming. The end is near. Today's podcast is entitled End Times 4:12, How Contempt Plagues the Heart, Part 2, How You Became an Enemy to Yourself. The podcast objectives are: analyze the only scenario when you should trust your feelings, reveal how your first intention becomes your worst intention, and reveal how we often fight against our best interest. This lesson contains timelines and other visuals. Therefore, if you are listening to the podcast, I advise you to watch the video version on our website or YouTube, or request a PDF of the lesson so you can add the visual effect. Trust your feelings. Shalom, my beloved brothers and sisters, and welcome to day 218 of our exposition of lawlessness. In the most recent podcast, we began analyzing how you can defeat all the bad actors in your heart, as this is the only way you can eliminate the spirit of contempt. We concluded that podcast by revealing a key feature of your impressions. It is so critical that I will restate it to set the table for the next phase in this analysis. Your impressions generate a scorecard for each intention generated by your DPU. To wit, your impressions reflect the accuracy and value of each intention in your heart. Ergo, by interpreting the accuracy and value of each intention, your impressions have the power to reveal the one that is aligned with the Father's will. It will manifest your best option. Notwithstanding, and as I said at the conclusion of the most recent podcast, the process doesn't end there. You can see this by observing the image to the right. To wit, once impressions have been formed, they develop into feelings. And unlike your DPU and your impressions, your feelings are not agnostic at all. Not at all. Now, the first thing we must consider concerning the feelings within our hearts is that they are much different than the feelings within our mind. And I will begin to address this discrepancy with the following point of interest. Feelings within your mind are defined by a general state of consciousness independent of sensations. This allows the feelings within your mind to remain aligned with the precepts of truth and facts, for these are gateways in between your feelings and your senses. This is why the feelings within your mind have unlimited value, for there is a quality chain of validation between them and your CPU. Therefore, and this is the only time you will hear me say this, trust your feelings, for the feelings within your mind are the only feelings you possess that are consistently aligned with truth and facts. When first becomes worst. Now, although there is a chain of validation within your mind, this chain does not exist within your heart. For that reason, the feelings within your heart are thoroughly contaminated and compromised by your emotions on a scale not witnessed within your mind. Here lies the problem, and it is such an immense problem, I will offer it as an inflection point. This is one I advise you to bookmark. Even though your impressions will provide your feelings with a comprehensive evaluation of each intention, this evaluation is often overridden by the violence of your emotions. Along these lines, your emotions and the spirit of contempt will work to incite you to endorse an intention that has a low grade, one that is clearly not aligned with the Father's will. They do this by pushing you into an emotional state highly characterized by violence and confusion. And in doing so, your emotions will create an environment that reflects the chaos within your physical heart, increasing the complexity in doing what you know is right. Notwithstanding, there is a ray of hope. To wit, there is another actor that feeds into your feelings besides your emotions. Enter experience. Along these lines, your experience can be considered a good actor, but only if you have received the set-apart spirit of Elohim and you are being led by his spirit. Otherwise, your experience could be just as violent and volatile as emotions. Just consider some of your negative experiences, vis-a-vis the ones you are determined never to experience again. Trust me, that extreme position is evidence of violence. For what would you do if the Father commanded you to go down a path where you would endure the experience again? To our good fortune, the Spirit will empower us to overcome all the negative factors of our experiences and transform them into power. For he will not put more on us than we can bear. In these scenarios, we can harness our experiences to combat our emotions, and it will be fierce combat. Trust me, any battle you fight with your emotions at this juncture will be fierce. And yet, this is a battle you must win. If you don't, your feelings will endorse an intention that does not support the Father's will or the best interest of the body. Quite the contrary, your feelings will endorse an intention that reflects your faulty character and your worst desires. Alas, your impressions provided you with a clear winner. They did their part. They revealed the best intention to you. Not only this, but they ensured your best intention was your first. To wit, your impressions, one of the few good actors within your heart, ensured this complicated process of discovery was as simple as possible. And yet, you were so far into your feelings, you ignored it. Like a fool, you scorned one of the most critical processes in your entire being. Now, let me tell you something, and let this be a lesson to you, unless you desire to learn the hard way. Don't be a fool who makes crooked the path Elohim has already made straight. Listen to me, and take care, lest you resist his way to your terrific hurt, for you are all but sure to fail when your first intention becomes your worst. Fighting against your best interest. Now, in this scenario, there is no need for a personal congress, for the simple but dangerous fact that your character got what he or she wanted. That is, for you to follow the most desired intention, although it is not in the best interest of the body. Notwithstanding, there is a ray of hope. For as the saying goes, the battle isn't over until it's over. Ergo, you should consider the only hope you have in this scenario, and I will offer it to you as an inflection point. Your experiences are more powerful than your emotions. This is true, even though your emotions are often more violent and willing to cause a civil war within your being. James 4:1 is revealing, where do fightings and strivings come from among you? Do they not come from your pleasures that battle in your members? Now, this passage not only confirms the internal battles we endure in our quest, but it also reveals how these battles are centered upon our pleasures, to wit, the carnal desires that corrupt our character and set the entire body on fire. Alas, this is why the emotions in your heart are so violent. It's because they are being driven by carnal desire. And the only way you will defeat them is by the power of experience. We know this because your experience is supported by your treasure and your spiritual desires. And these are wholly aligned with the will of Elohim in this scenario. You can see this by observing the image to the right. Vis-a-vis, your experience receives its input from your spiritual heart. And that which is spiritual is much more powerful than that which is physical. Now, this is where things get interesting. Vis-a-vis, once your experience defeats your emotions, your character will call for a personal congress, which we analyzed in a prior podcast. Now, this brings us to the question of the hour, and I ask you to consider it carefully. If your experience has already defeated your emotions and are driving your feelings, what is the purpose of the personal congress? To wit, your character and your carnal desires already lost the battle. Ergo, what can a personal congress possibly achieve? The answer is sure, and I will offer it as an inflection point. Instead of using a limited number of emotions to endorse his or her preferred intention, your character will flood your heart with every emotion within its arsenal to combat your decision to follow the best interest for the body. My dear friends, if you thought the chaos in your heart was bad at the first, then I trust you are seeing how things have gotten immensely worse. Here is why. No matter how volatile your emotions are, they are a part of who you are. They are the pieces that make you you. Ergo, and as I said before, the war you are entertaining in this scenario is not just any war. It is the worst kind of war. It is a civil war. You, my friend, are fighting against yourself. More perfectly, you are fighting against your best interest. Now, as critical as this war is, we must analyze how you will succeed it. And this will be a topic in the next podcast as we continue discussing how you can beat all the bad actors in your heart. Yahuwah bless you until then. Now, here is the final word. One of the worst things you could ever do is to help the enemy in defeating you. My dear friends, hear me carefully as I say, men and women are working with the enemy against their best interest all the time. And the worst part is they don't even know they're doing it when they're doing it. And we know why. It's because there are bad actors in our heart and our mind. Now, we've already addressed the bad actors in our minds. And now we must complete the work of addressing the bad actors in our heart. The good news is we've gotten off to a good start, for we have already identified these bad actors. From now, all we have to do is complete the task of revealing how these bad actors operate on behalf of contempt. And then I will show you how to defeat each one by unlocking the power of virtue. Until then, I pray that you stay vigilant and encouraged. This battle is yours to win. All you have to do is stay with me as you are led by the Spirit, and you will never be in contempt of the Father's will again. Now, here is today's assignment. Meditate on the word you have heard today, and as always, ask the Father to reveal the truth to you. For the children of Elohim live by conviction, and if he has not convicted you, or if you have not heard him concerning these matters, you should pray until you do. Today, I want you to meditate on the word I have shared. Specifically, I want you to focus on the war that transpires in your body, to wit, the battle between your emotions and your experience and how they affect the feelings within your heart. Along these lines, I want you to begin considering the feelings in your heart and begin asking yourself the following question. Are the primary influencers of my feelings, my emotions, or my experience? If your emotions are the primary influencers of your feelings, you are in a perilous position. Remember, your emotions and their best state will lead you, but they will not guide you. They do not possess this power. And yet, your experiences do. And thus, when you pray, I recommend that you vet the feelings in your heart with your experience. Ensure your experiences are aligned with your treasure and your spiritual desire, which is to do the Father's will. Now, here is what's next. We completed today's podcast, End Times 4:12, How Contempt Plagues the Heart, Part 2. And the next podcast is entitled End Times 4:13, How Contempt Plagues the Heart, Part 3. I will post this podcast on Wednesday, February 5th, 2025. Until then, my friends, continue to be led by the Spirit of Elohim. Continue to watch. Continue to pray. Continue in fasting. And most of all, continue to be focused, for the end is coming. The end is near.